At the end of the first year of the war, Pericles delivered his funeral oration over those Athenians who died in it. Now, it's very hard to see who would have died in the first year of the war or where they would have died. Perhaps a possible area was around Megara, because after the Spartans left Attica at the end of the campaigning season, the Athenians made a quick attack on the place, a quick attack on Megara. However, it was a tradition in Athens to have this type of epideictic or showcase speech during a war. A funeral oration belongs to a genre of oratory called epideictic or showpiece oratory. And Thucydides tells us that the Athenians were unique among the Greeks in having this tradition of a prominent statesman being selected by the people to deliver this solemn speech over the dead from that year in the war. And we talked about Pericles' funeral oration in a previous lecture and how it became almost a model for the Gettysburg Address and President Clinton's D-Day anniversary speech. Archidamus reinvaded Attica at the start of the next campaigning season in 430. Then something happened that nobody had expected. The Great Plague broke out. This probably broke out because of overcrowding in the city and a lack of hygiene. And once the plague struck, it tore through these overcrowded city areas like wildfire. Bodies that fell into the wells quickly polluted the water supply, causing yet more disease and death. To this day, the actual disease is not known, although typhus and bubonic are the most likely. I have seen every possible disease put forward to explain the plague. I've even read an article that suggests it could be toxic shock syndrome. So far, the one thing I haven't seen is AIDS, but I'm sure that'll come. Thucydides himself caught the plague, but he recovered from it, one of the few to do so. And he describes its symptoms. He describes the pain he felt. Things like bleeding from the mouth, vomiting continuously, skin that when you touched it felt like fire, an inability to sleep, and diarrhea so severe that it could kill a person. Not very nice at all. The common opinion is that the plague came from the east, transported by rats, or rather fleas on rats, that came on ships that exported and import goods from the east. One of my students once corrected me on this when I said, oh, the plague was probably brought by rats. No, she said, fleas on rats. So she knows better than I do. It's rather like the Black Death in medieval Europe, isn't it? Which I think was transported in much the same way. And it was just as deadly as the medieval Black Death, because about one quarter of the people cooped up in Athens died from the plague. One quarter of the entire Athenian citizenry. And it took something like 15 years for manpower losses to be recouped. Now, Thucydides' graphic account of the plague also captures much of the loss of morale and lawlessness that it brought. The Greeks, for example, took great care to bury their dead, because this was the expectation in the eyes of the gods. Moreover, if you didn't bury someone, that person's soul was fated to wander in Hades for eternity, which is quite a long time. But Thucydides tells us that while the plague was wreaking havoc in the city, corpses were left unburied in the streets and even in the temples. Pyres that were built to burn corpses were appropriated by other people who used them to bury their own dead. In normal society, this sort of thing would have been reprehensible, especially leaving dead bodies in temples. That's pollution. So there was a tremendous falling away from religion, And we can hardly blame the people for this, because they must have wondered what on earth was going on. And then, what have we done to displease the God so much? And that led to lawlessness and a complete lack of morality. Believing that the gods had deserted them and that on the next day they could die, people went on a rampage of looting and raping to the utter disregard of society.